Good evening and welcome to my very first main menu segment. My name is Kevin Reeves. For about 10 years, I've been searching for a talking alarm clock radio. I've woken up many a morning with that stupid rooster crow found on the Radio Shack clocks that you can get for about $12 or so. After posting a couple of messages to some lists, I found out that not only are there accessible talking clock radios, but there are some accessible talking clock radios that pack a punch. And I have one sitting right in front of me. It's called the Sony Dream Machine, and it retails at about $164. I know that that seems like a lot for a clock radio, but tonight you're going to see that for $164, you get an amazing piece of work. Be sure to stay tuned after the presentation, because I have some important contact information that I'd like to give you. I hope to make these segments a weekly event here on Main Menu, and I'd like you all to become a part of it. So, are you guys ready to check this thing out? Let's begin. We'll start by exploring the machine's physical makeup and button structure. The machine is shaped kind of like a rounded triangle, with the sides kind of tapering off towards the back and rounding out to a nice contoured flat rear edge. The front of the machine consists of a rectangular LCD display flanked by two speakers. Underneath the LCD display is a large crevice which contains the vents for the woofer inside the machine. The Dream Machine is flat, with the CD loading tray and all of the buttons taking up most of the top of it. It's a little bit thicker than most clock radios, maybe the thickness of a small boombox, but it's got some width and some depth to it. It's a good-sized tabletop unit. On the bottom left side is a standard stereo 1/8-inch male headphone jack. On the right side are two slider switches. The top one changes the volume of the speech, while the bottom one selects a sound effect that you can use as one of your alarms. You have a selection of three sound effects: a bird, a river, or a standard buzzer. We'll get into this in a little while once we get to setting our times and our alarms. The top of the unit is split into thirds. The left third consists of two knobs, the bottom knob being the volume control for your CD player and your radio, while the top knob controls the output level of the unit's subwoofer. The middle third of the machine consists of the lid for the CD tray. On the bottom left, you'll find a switch, which when pulled back, will open the unit's CD player. The right third of the machine consists of all its buttons, which control the digital tuner, the CD player, and all of the alarm functions. On the bottom right is a triangular button, which acts as both your snooze bar as well as a button for checking the time. Above that are three small rectangular buttons, which curve diagonally along the top edge of the triangular snooze button. The first button, starting from the left, has a dot on it. This acts as the play-pause button for the CD player. The middle button is blank, and it acts as the on button for the radio. The button to the right contains a small raised strip on the top. This button acts as the off button for the CD player, the radio, and the alarms. Above this row is a diagonal row of six circular buttons. The first button, starting at the left, contains a small indent on the top. This is the toggle between AM/FM radio. The second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth buttons are your presets for your digital tuner. The first button to the right of the AM/FM toggle acts as your wake-up station. Whatever station you set to this button will be the station that is present when the alarm goes off. Above the row of station presets are two larger circular divoted buttons. These buttons change parameters, such as your alarm times, your main clock, your CD player, and your radio stations. Above these buttons is a row of four buttons. These are status buttons for different parameters that you can change. The first one on the left is your wake-up track. If one of the alarms is set to CD, you can determine which track is played when the alarm goes off. The middle two buttons are the status buttons for alarm A and alarm B. You could set two consecutive alarms and assign them to perform two different functions, such as A being CD and B being radio. The button all the way to the right in this row sets your main clock. We now come to the top and final row of buttons on this machine. The top left button turns speech on and off. A sighted user could choose to turn the speech off and still have access to the alarm, CD, and radio functions. The button immediately to the right of that is the alarm status button. This allows you to assign alarm A with radio and B with CD, and so on. By pushing this button repeatedly, you can choose which combination of alarms you would like. The button to the right of this toggles the shuffle feature on and off for the CD player. And the last button at the top right corner of the machine is a daylight savings button. No longer do you have to reset your alarms every time daylight savings time comes around. Press it once to spring forward and again to fall back. It is now time to actually get into the use of this machine. We will start by turning the voice synthesizer on. Sony uses a voice system called Voice Plus. I hope it's clear enough for you in this demo. By pressing the button on the top left, I will turn Voice Plus on.
Hello, Voice Plus is on.
Our first goal is to set our main clock. This is done by applying the same principles we've always used when setting the cheap Radio Shack clocks. If I press the far right button in the row of status buttons,
6:32 p.m.
We hear that it is 6:32 p.m. Let's set our time to 5 o'clock p.m. To do this, we press and hold the status button. It beeps once. Now we can either choose to go forward or backward using our CD transport buttons. So we'll press the back button once. We are now at 5. To set our minutes, we press the status button once more. We get another beep. Now we can either choose to go forward or backward to get to the desired time.
5:58 p.m.
Okay, I'm a little wrong on that, so I'm going to hold it. I'm at hours, minutes. Now I'm at 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock p.m.
Now, we have now successfully set our time to where we'd like it. To set our alarm times, we use the exact same principle. We'll go to the middle two status buttons and choose the one on the left for alarm A. By pressing this, we'll find out what alarm A is set to.
Alarm A time is set for 6 o'clock a.m.
Let's set alarm A to 5:05 because we'd actually like the alarms to go off during this presentation. So to do that, I press and hold alarm A. I get my first beep. Now I'm going to back up until I get to the time that I want. And I'll leave. Okay, we're at our minutes, and I'll go forward 5 or 6 or so. We'll just set it there.
Alarm A time is set for 5:06 p.m.
That's perfect. Now, I'll set alarm B to 5:08. And I'm doing the exact same thing I did before. And I'll set...
Alarm B time is set for 6:23 p.m.
Whoops, I forgot. I had set this to 7:15 earlier. So, I'm just going to fix that very quickly. 5. Set it to there.
Alarm B time is set for 5:08 p.m.
Now, by pressing the triangular button on the right, I can find out what time it is right now.
5:05 p.m.
Now, what I've done is, due to the fact that I'm editing this on the fly, I had to move my alarm times forward. I've set alarm A to about 5:10 and alarm B to about 5:13. This gives me a chance to show you the alarm status and how to set radio stations before these alarms go off. So, let's go to our top row and let's set our alarm status. We find this button at the very top of the machine, one in from the left. So the top left is our speech on-off, and the next one is our alarm status. The way to do this is we just press this button repeatedly until we find the alarm setting that we'd like. The first setting is off. There's no speech. That means there's going to be no alarms. And here's our first alarm combo.
Alarm mode is set for A, CD.
Okay? Well, we'd like a little more than that.
Alarm mode is set for B, radio. Alarm mode is set for B, bird. Alarm mode is set for A, CD, and B, radio.
That's the one we'd like. The other one that's available is A, CD, and B, bird. Now, the sound effect that was mentioned is determined by the position of the slider switch on the bottom right side of the machine. So, now that we have our time set and our alarms set and our alarm status set, let's go and set our radio stations. This is done very simply. We start by pressing the blank button in the center, which turns on our radio, and I'm adjusting the volume. We are now on the FM band. The way to find stations is by pressing and holding the CD transport button. There is no seek, so we have to listen close to stations that come up. I found something that comes in quite okay. So to set this, I go to my presets row, and I press and hold the first one. We have now set our first radio station. I've had to reset our alarm times again because of this on-the-fly editing that I'm having to do. I've now set it for 5:20 and 5:23. So we've set our first radio station. We can leave it at that for now. A really cool feature about the radio stations that this thing has is it lets you know when you've come to the very bottom of the band with a beep. Now we're at the top of the band. That's 107.5 right there. And we'll just set this for the third radio station preset. Why not? Now, we hit the button on the right to turn our radio off. Now let's set our CD track, our CD wake-up track. The way we do this is the exact same way we set our times earlier. We hold the status button for the CD player wake-up track down. It beeps once. Unfortunately, there is no speech output to tell you what track it's set at. So we're just going to say track 7. We have to press it 7 times. It doesn't start on 1 and then we go 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We have to tell it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's just the way it is set up. So we press that again, and it sets our CD track. Now I'm going to check and see what time it is.
5:15 p.m.
Looks like I have 5 minutes until our first alarms will go off. Now I'm going to check and see what time it is.
5:16 p.m.
I have 2 minutes until my first alarm goes off. I know that I originally set the first alarm to 5:20, but because of our on-the-fly editing, I had to set it back to because I had a little more time than I thought I did. So, let me use this time right now to give you my email address so that you can email me with any questions that you have. To get in contact with me, you can email me at kr4120@traverse, that's T-R-A-V-E-R-S-E, .net. Again, kr4120@traverse, traverse.net. Okay, let's see what time we have.
5:16 p.m.
We have another 2 minutes, and I'll give you a little bit more information. This clock can be ordered at the LSS group. It's a blindness-related website that contains a lot of adaptive technology. That website is www.lssgroup.com. If there are any problems accessing the site, let me know, and I'd be more than happy to update the information to the main menu listeners. We have about 30 seconds until this thing will go off.
5:17.
We're at 5:17, so we're probably a little bit into our minute here. And I hope you've enjoyed this. Oh, here we go.
5:18 p.m.
So the first thing that'll start up on our clock is our CD player. And we hear the track 7 off of Radiohead's brand new record. And to shut this off, we can do it one of two ways. We can press the snooze button, which has been our time check button all the way through, or we can shut it off by pressing the off button on the far right. So I'm going to shut it off by pressing the off button. The snooze button is an 8-minute snooze, so every time you press it, you get 8 minutes of sleep time. For some of us, that's not enough, but hey, we get what we get. We're now waiting for our second alarm to come on, which should be the station that I set a little bit earlier. Our time
5:18 p.m.
is 5:18, and I've set it for 5:19. So hopefully, here in a second, we'll be getting some...
Good evening.
Here we go.
It's 5:19 p.m.
If the state drops... And that sets our private lawsuits radio station, and away we go. So I'll turn it off by pressing the button on the right. Well, we have gone through all the functionality of this machine, and hopefully you've enjoyed it. Now comes the information that I wanted you to stick around for. At the beginning of this presentation, I said that I was hoping to make this a weekly event here on Main Menu. If this works out, we've got to come up with a name for this segment. Something flashy, something with pizzazz. So, I'm leaving that up to you, the Main Menu listener. So if you've got a name that you think is really, really, really good, be sure to email it to me at kr4120@travers, TRAVERSE.net. This gives me a real good chance to know who's out there and who's listening. And the one who comes up with the best name will be mentioned on next week's segment. And every time I do a segment for Main Menu, it'll be under that given name. So get your creative juices flowing, folks, and get those names a-coming. Well, that's all the time I've got for this week. Next week, we're going to check out a little utility called KMP3, which allows you to make a text file log of every MP3 file on your C drive. This proves useful for those of us who have tons of MP3s and want to keep track of them all. Well, until next time, see you guys later.